USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring inflation is leading more Americans to tap into their savings to make ends meet. That's according to a survey from New York Life. The life insurance company found 36% of respondents dipped into their savings during the first half of the year as inflation grips the country. The average amount was $617. A scene is still active northeast of Cincinnati after an armed subject attempted to breach an FBI visitor screening facility in the city.
The situation is contained to a certain area. There is a perimeter set up within that area. So nothing outside of that area. Right now, there is no public risk to anything outside of that area.
An Ohio State Patrol official saying gunfire was exchanged during a police pursuit after the suspect's vehicle stopped. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Department of Justice is suing former Trump advisor Peter Navarro over his refusal to turn over private emails that he allegedly used to conduct White House business when Trump was president. Navarro is under indictment after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
I, Peter Navarro, the only senior White House advisor in the history of this republic, ever been criminally charged in this manner.
A funeral was held Thursday for late Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. The Republican was killed in a crash last week. Walorski was coming up on a decade of service in the House. LIV Golf is accusing the PGA Tour of getting Tiger Woods to criticize players who jump ship to the Saudi-backed tour. A lawsuit filed by the golfers who made the switch to LIV claims the PGA got Woods to do its bidding by suggesting they would never play in the Masters, Open, or other majors. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A small child may hold the key to solving a murder.
A 2-year-old girl is the only known witness to her dad's killing and might be the key to solving the case. Microsoft executive Jared Breitigan was viciously ambushed in Jacksonville Beach, Florida in February. He was driving home with his daughter, and cops say Jared stopped his car to move a tire blocking the road. That's when he was gunned down. Cops say the tire was left in the middle of the street to lure him out of his car. Jared's widow, Kirsten, says their daughter remembers hearing the gunshots and seeing Jared on the ground.
It breaks my heart as a mother that my own daughter, my 2-year-old, is trying to comfort me when, you know, she's one of the biggest victims in this.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
San Jose, California is seeing a mass exodus of law enforcement employees, according to the president of the San Jose Police Officers Association, Sean Pritchard. 156 officers plan to leave in the next 24 months. He told KTVU Fox 2 in San Jose that the department is in a crisis of its own.
This department is in crisis. We are experiencing our own emergency, calling 911 for help, and there is no extra help.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.